Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to say, can we start with the Kyrie Irving discussion? I think it's very important that we look at this. When you saw this guy say that he wasn't going to sign the deal in Boston, what was the deal he's talking about? Did they offer him an extension or something?
Well, I guess that he has a couple of player. I guess he's got one more year. Then he has a player option after that, which he's not going to take.
Right.
He can negotiate a new deal this summer. He's not going to.
Right.
This doesn't surprise me at all. Right? I mean, all these guys are out for the big buck, right? And by next summer, who knows what the landscape's going to be.
Right.
There's two things with me with Kyrie. One, you don't know what the landscape's going to be next summer. Maybe there's another super team that he wants the opportunity to go and join. Two, he probably is starting to see what's going on with the Celtics, whereas they've got a couple young kids who are going to be stars. Hayward's coming back next year. It's not going to be all about him.
But it is all about him until he got injured. He was their best player hands down.
Because those guys were still too young, and Hayward didn't play all year. So it was all about him this year.
Do you think that he's getting mad right now because of the rumors that LeBron would go to the Celtics? Is that what's making him mad, that they'd be willing to bring in LeBron and get rid of him?
Yeah, I mean, because I still believed that he wanted out of Cleveland because he didn't want to share a spotlight with LeBron. That, to me, that's why he left Cleveland. I don't want to hear any other reason about it. He won a title with him. That's all fine and good. He wanted to go. He wants his own gig. That's what he wants.
So by foregoing an extension and becoming a free agent next year, Irving could make more money significantly on his next contract, hence his eagerness to make a decision. So he has a player option for 2019-20 that he's likely to decline. Of course, he's recovering from knee surgery. My hope is that maybe we can limit it to maybe one question a day about what I'm doing next year. That's my hope. He apparently doesn't like being a superstar, thus comes with a territory people want to interview you.
Make those movies. You got to. I mean, that's part of the deal. The Uncle Drew movie, it's part of everything going on.
Yeah, it's funny. They all want to be superstars, but then when they become a superstar, they don't want to do interviews. So funny.
He better get used to it, because by him saying this today, all it's going to be for the next year is going to be, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So get used to it, dude. This is what's going to happen.
He said, in this business, I've experienced it all. I've seen a lot. So we'll see what management decides. Anyway, there's rumors, like, you heard this one, that the Knicks would want him immediately. Well, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want him?
Didn't we hear last year, too, how he wanted to play for the Knicks?
Right.
You don't actually believe that, right? Like, why would anybody want to willingly play for the Knicks?
Porzingis wants to play with him. I love his game. I think he's the most entertaining guy. He's clutch, and he's a winner. I love that about him. He played 60 games last season before undergoing a second surgery on his knee. He also had nasal surgery for a deviated septum, which kept him from even going to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference. Were you surprised that he wasn't there for Game 7 over the deviated septum?
That he had a built-in excuse.
Why would you schedule the surgery for that day? I don't really understand it.
I mean, when you put the pieces together.
Do you think he's unhappy there? I just don't see how he could be unhappy. He was the star player. He was lighting it up. It all went south when he got injured. Everything was going great for him in Boston. You didn't think?
But look at how far they went without him.
That's true.
And who was the talk of that team with no Irving and no Hayward? Who was the talk of that team? Tatum? I mean...
Brown, right?
and Tatum.
They're not going anywhere, but neither is he. I would think that with him healthy, right, and then Hayward, that they are, and I've said this, they are the team in the Eastern Conference next year, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And the other team will be Toronto again. No one wants to admit it, but they still are good. They are still a good team that always loses in the playoffs.
If LeBron goes to the Sixers, you still think Boston is the team to beat in the East?
If LeBron goes to the Sixers, I think that would it would make Philly and Boston the two to play for the Eastern Conference Final. But I still don't believe he's going there. I just don't buy it. I'm not falling into the Kool-Aid where the you stir the Kool-Aid right there with all that. He's going to the Sixers. You know, the same thing goes for Houston. They're saying he's going to Houston. He's going to Philly. He's going to Boston. He's going to Cleveland. He's staying. But it's the one that as I've said all along from the very beginning, long before this ever became a subject, I said that when he leaves Cleveland, it'll be for Los Angeles. I still believe he's going to the Lakers because of the after party. In other words, when he's finished playing, his entire world and portfolio will be in Los Angeles, making movies and TVs and shows, flicks, documentaries, whatever he's going to do. He's going to have a Kobe Bryant-type career, right?
That's obviously what he wants to do. Didn't I see today that he's doing something with HBO? That came out today that he's
already doing it. That's the
co-producing documentary. Co-producing a student-athlete documentary on unpaid athletes,
right, on
or something.
College kids that make no money.
So he's already starting to get involved.
So I think that, you know, he's going to end up there because it just seems like it makes the most sense. They want him. They got the money. They got the young team with all the talent. They got a good coach, in my opinion. Do you like Luke Walton?
I do.
I think they like him still. I don't trust that business.
Do you like LeVar Ball?
I can't stand him, but the business I don't trust. You get fired when you're Dwayne Casey. You get fired. It doesn't matter what you do. You can win Coach of the Year the same day you find out you got lymphoma, they fire you. So coaching is a very tough business to be in. If you like getting fired, be a coach.
I'll tell you one good reason why LeBron going to the Lakers would be just
fantastic.
Tremendous, because I think that he would be the one type of guy who could go into the Lakers and pretty much tell everybody, yo, keep the old man quiet. Like, it'll be like LeBron would be like, I'll come there. I don't want to hear this dude, LeVar Ball. I don't want to listen to him. Like,
yeah.
LeBron's got the kind of juice where he could be like, I don't want to hear that.
Can you imagine that moron opening his fat mouth about LeBron James' game? That, you know, he blames everyone for everything. He blames everyone for everything. Every loss is someone else's fault. Everything, the handling of his son is all done by this guy, that guy. They all screw it up. No one ever does anything right except him. He's a drip. Who cares what he thinks? I really don't. You know, wasn't it like the most pleasant thing in the world when his son got injured and no one talked about the guy for 2 months? Wasn't it like the greatest 2 months of your life? I mean, honestly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.